the Alaska Supreme Court has upheld the Matanuska Susitna Borough's right to levy an excise tax on tobacco. The decision sets a precedent for second-class boroughs in Alaska. The case goes back to May of 2005 when the Borough Assembly adopted an ordinance assessing the tax. Matsu Borough Director John Duffy.
We had some local residents who did not believe that the borough had the authority to levy such a tax, and so they went to court. And now, after 3 years, as you mentioned, the Supreme Court has ruled that the borough does have the right to levy a tobacco tax.
Later in 2005, Matanuska Valley residents Nola Bragg and Link Fannin sued the borough on grounds that the tobacco tax was actually a sales tax requiring voter approval. The Alaska Superior Court ruled that the tobacco tax falls within the borough's powers, but Bragg and Fannin appealed the case. On August 29th of this year, the state's high court sided with the borough. Duffy says an excise tax differs from a sales tax in that it can be levied on only the person who first brings tobacco into the borough. The tax charges about 5 cents per cigarette. The borough collects about $5 million a year on the tobacco tax. Duffy says the tax helps to reduce the use of tobacco by young adults and otherwise lessens long-term health care costs.